O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to I Sought the Lord by Advent Birmingham. Slide guitar, fiddle-like strings, and a steady percussive element hint towards a country-infused genre. The soloist's clear tone is soon joined by a full vocal ensemble. The recording sounds as if a congregation were captured mid-worship. The lyrics emphasize not I, but Christ, placing emphasis on our complete dependence on our Savior for salvation.
To God. 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 20. For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and displeased God and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them at last. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly, with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. In these verses, the Apostle Paul gives us a powerful example of authentic Christian ministry. He and his companions did not come to Thessalonica seeking personal gain, applause, or worldly honor. Instead, they were motivated by a love for God and a love for the Thessalonian church. Their ministry was marked by a few key characteristics. First, hard work. Paul and his fellow laborers worked day and night on behalf of the church. Likely embedded in this phrase is a reference to his tent-making profession, something he did to earn extra income so as to not be dependent on new converts for his livelihood. Second, Paul's ministry is marked by integrity. Paul affirms that his and his companions' message was not based on error or impure motives. No, they preached the gospel truthfully and with a pure heart. Third, boldness. Despite opposition and persecution, Paul and his fellow laborers courageously proclaimed the gospel, relying on the help of God. Fourth, God-centeredness. The ultimate aim of Paul and his companions was to please God, not people. They recognized that God is the one who tests hearts, and they sought his approval above all else. And lastly, selflessness. Paul and his companions selflessly shared not only the gospel, but their very lives with the Thessalonians, likening themselves to loving parents. As we reflect on these verses, we are reminded of the importance of these attributes, attributes extolled throughout the Bible and embodied by Jesus. Jesus worked night and day for the kingdom, sometimes neglecting to eat, and he did so with integrity. He gave of himself, expecting nothing in return. He boldly proclaimed the truth, even while under threat, with the central aim of serving his Father. And Jesus is our greatest example of selflessness, defining the greatest form of love as laying down one's life and then doing exactly that. But Jesus isn't just our example. He's our Savior and the one who empowers us to go and do likewise. Why could Paul and his fellow ministers serve so faithfully and with integrity, boldness, and God-centered selflessness? Because they had been freed by Jesus and were empowered by his Spirit to do the work that he had called them to do. And friends, that same Spirit resides in us by faith. So in the time that follows, I'd encourage you to reflect on these characteristics: hard work, integrity, boldness, God-centeredness, and selflessness, and pray that the Spirit would cultivate these characteristics in your heart. May God enable us to walk in the good works that he has prepared for us as we look to Jesus. Thank you. Let's close now with this prayer from Basil the Great. O Lord our God, teach us, we ask you, to ask you aright for the right blessings. Steer the vessel of our life toward yourself, you tranquil haven of all storm-tossed souls. Show us the course wherein we should go. Renew a willing spirit within us. Let your spirit curb our wayward senses and guide and enable us unto that which is our true good, to keep your laws and in all our works evermore to rejoice in your glorious and gladdening presence. For yours is the glory and praise from all your saints forever and ever. Amen.